Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Business Marketing Club, or BMC. I'm Dave Stevens, I'm a business marketer and I'm chair and co-founder of the BMC. The Business Marketing Club is a not-for-profit community network of business marketing professionals and people interested in business marketing. It's run by business marketers for business marketers, and we provide face-to-face and virtual event meetups, training, podcasts, blogs, newsletters, mentoring, social media groups, community groups, and gatherings for business marketers. Today, we have almost 5,000 participants across the world. If, though, this is the first time you've joined us, you're very welcome. Check us out at businessmarketingclub.org.uk. If you've been with us before, well, welcome back. It's good to have you along again. Every profession needs its heroes, the people who have the courage to challenge convention, drive outstanding achievement, and give our discipline a noble name. In this episode, we'll be speaking in depth to one such hero, learn about what they do, how they've got here, and a bit about what's made them who they are today. I'm delighted to be joined today by VP Brand and Content at Sinch, Gwen Lafarge. Gwen, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
It's really good to have you here. So where do we find you today?
Where do you find me today? So you find me physically, you mean, between Stockholm and Atlanta. And then otherwise, you can find me on LinkedIn. I'm always there.
And the interview today, you're doing more from the Atlanta end, aren't you, than from the Stockholm end, right?
Exactly. Today, I'm in beautiful, sunny Atlanta.
I'm very jealous because I'm in grey London, where we're speaking over Zoom. Tell us a bit about, first of all, tell us what Sinch is and does.
Yeah, so Sinch is a communication platform. So we provide all the communication tools to companies. So we allow them and enable them to communicate on every channels and engage their customers wherever they are across the globe. So we help our customers, right? Like, provide personalized communications throughout the customer journey.
And you're VP of brand and content there. So how does your role support that objective?
So it includes different roles. I will say one of it is to set up the foundation of what how we communicate ourselves, right? Like what is our story and what is our positioning and how we explain what we do, which is one part of it. The second part is then how we make people aware of it, right? So it's more of the brand awareness piece of brand. And then also the third part, because of Sinch growth in recent year, is a lot of work on consolidation. We acquired a lot of different companies over the recent years, and we now really need to come at as one company and how all those brands work together and spread the one Sinch message, how we tell this new story that we've been building together in the past few years.
It sounds really exciting, but also really broad as a remit. So how do you decide yes. where to focus?
That's a really good question. And it can be really tricky. It really depends of the moment. Being in a fast growth company, right? Priorities and plan change very often. You have to be very flexible and be able to pivot very quickly. I will say that right now there's a big focus on how we consolidate and communicate together as one company and what is kind of our overall positioning, which is we're not the company we were a year ago. So it's like, how do we tell this new story that we started with providing SMS, we started with having a lot of the communication channels. We now have voice with biggest network in the US. We have email with really amazing technology that we brought in last year. We are big in across the globe. So we have offices and technology for people in Latin America versus India versus Europe. And depending on where you are in the globe, you don't communicate in the same way, right? Like people in Latam or India, they love WhatsApp. Not that ex- not that much in the US. So it's also about this idea of being able to provide the communication tools and enable our clients to communicate with their clients, wherever they are, whatever channel they use. And I think that's the big challenge, is trying to kind of make the story a bit crisper and more engaging. So we're working on that right now. And I think another focus, I think, is how we get our website to tell that story, and how we make that website being kind of the entrance for a lot of communication we're having with our prospecting clients.
Are the parts of that you personally enjoy the most?
That's a really good question. I think I love the idea of this really fast growth and this idea of things changing all the time. It can be a bit unsettling, right? Like, but yeah. At the same time, it's exciting because we are in a growing market where things are changing really fast. And the ability to work with amazing people is what I enjoy. I think like through the people at Sinch, all the acquisition we've done, I think is always, to me, comes down to all those talents that we bring into the company. And I find this super exciting to have like new people to work with, learning from those people that have done amazing things before, and how we can always become stronger together. I think that's the exciting part for me.
And if you don't mind me saying, you've had quite a brilliant kind of career journey over the last years, you know, ranging from, I think from memory, there's Leo Burnett there, isn't there? There's Carte Blanche there. There's some brand strategy work that you've done in Paris and in San Francisco and in Stockholm. So I wonder if you could perhaps take us through how you got here today. What are the key steps in your career journey?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think like I started working in advertising agencies, or at the time, and that might show my age, but we call it below the line agency. So, during kind of direct mail and that type of communication. So not maybe the big advertisement or the big ads on TV, but more the tactical campaigns. So that's where I started, and that migrated into digital when digital became a much bigger thing. And that took me through working with a lot of great agencies, first in Paris and London, back to Paris, and working on those kind of integrated campaigns and getting a good understanding of all the different potential we could have, mostly for consumer brands. So I worked with those for like several years, then decided to move to the US, mostly from a personal perspective. And at that time, I was decided to not work in an agency ever again. and then I started my own business, like on more of a passion project around working with artists and photography. And I did that for a few years. Then I came back to working in an agency, as it was. But that time, that was a big shift for me. I was in San Francisco and I started working with a small B2B tech agency. So we were focusing on tech clients in Silicon Valley. And so that brought a completely new perspective to the work I had done before, right? Working with a consumer brand like Coca-Cola and Procter & Gamble. And here I was working with tech companies like Snowflake and On24, and redoing their brand, helping them redoing their website, doing digital campaigns. So a big change, and that kind of put me into the tech, B2B tech world. Then I moved to Stockholm to continue that work with brands in Europe. And after a few years doing that, I realized, why don't I try to go and see how it is on the other side, right? Work with all those companies. I want to be in-house. I want to be in like seeing the whole process and see how that works. So that's when I made the shift to working at Sinch as part of the marketing team. And I don't regret it. I don't regret my experience within agency, but I think it's been interesting to see it from the other side.
And what's what's kept you in marketing through that period? What are the things that you must be there for, something that you love about it? So tell us what's keeping you at the marketing table?
I think from the beginning, I've always wanted to work with creatives. And I think that's what brought me to work with agencies. I knew from very early that I wanted to work within agencies because I love kind of the creativity and being in a job that required having a lot of ideas and trying new things. And I think that's what I love about marketing is that some days I can't believe it's my job, right? That it's actually a job that you have to think about this type of fun campaign, and there's like a big creativity part of it. And that's one of my driver. It's kind of, I think it's a fun job, right? Like I couldn't see myself as an accountant, right? You know, it sounds cliche, but it's like, I love the creativity
I'm sure accountants have their own sense of fun.
Yeah.
Let's not diss accountants here, but I know what you mean.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And I think, and the other part I think is like with marketing, we get to influence how people think, right? Like I think there is like a interesting part to it. And with brand, it's like we get to craft like a message and try to persuade people or change like how they think. And there's like a psychology element to it that I think is really interesting. In the end of the day, it's about how we change like how people see things or how they feel. And I think that part is like interesting for me as well.
Do you think the psychology of that approach, or no, the thinking around that, the psychology of marketing has changed over the course of the period that you've been in the job?
I don't think the psychology has changed so much. I think in the end of the day, it's still kind of the same thing. We're trying to change like the perception. We're trying to solve a frame, a problem that people have and bring our solution to solve it. What has changed though is the channels we use and where people are and how they are influenced by what they read. So we weigh further away from like people just seeing a TV ad, right? Like, and now it's a lot about engagement and relationship and how you do that on social media. But the psychology itself has not really changed. How you influence people was there before, right? Like, I think if we go back to the Ogilvy days and like how he explained how to do messaging and like positioning and the sales, like how you influence sales. Like I think that hasn't changed as much, not as much as people think.
Mm-hmm. And going back to your role at Sinch, how do you see that role changing over the course of the coming decade?
The coming decade. Yeah. So I think like there is definitely the importance of brand has changed a bit, especially for B2B companies. I think that's something that consumer brands have embraced and have really focused on like how to craft a brand that people like and want to be associated with. Well, like in B2B, this wasn't a focus. There was this conception that we didn't really need like a brand, or like at first, like people didn't think they need marketing, right? It's like, yeah, it's good. We build a good technology and the thing's going to sell itself. So I think that I see that as an evolution on like the importance of brand is much bigger than it was before. And I think that's a great thing. What's changing though, I think is the association or like the collaboration between brand and product, and so brand marketing and product marketing, and how those teams and people need to work together to craft a positioning that makes sense.
Is it always the product and brand have needed to work together when we've just realized it, or is it actually that they have to work together in a different way now because of the change in what brand is about?
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe there was this conception or misconception before that brand was like all the fluff, right? Like that brand was like this high level thing that was disconnected from reality and not something that you actually work on to, or that you actually craft that resonate with the consumer and lead to sales, right? Like that it was more kind of disconnected out there, when in reality, and especially in B2B, it needs to be anchored in what the problem that you're solving. It needs to be close. It needs to resonate with the people. So yes, it needs to be close to the products. And I think that's the thing with marketing, whether you brand, yes, you need to work with the product marketers, you need to work with sales. They are the one also understanding what people are asking for, right? Like what are the pain points in the market? So I think it can't be a team in a silo up there thinking about good cause and, you know, the future looking, it needs to be anchored in reality, I think.
I've had such a kind of wide ranging career and being in such an exciting role now, Gwen, I wonder if you've been kind of helped or inspired by some of the things that you've read. So great business marketing books or web content or so on. And if that's the case, do you have a recommendation for our listeners as to what maybe they might find interesting to read or go and take a look at?
Yeah, I've been definitely inspired by the work of Christopher Lockhead. He's in San Francisco. He's got a podcast. He's written a few books and about like his vision on positioning and building a category. I think that has definitely been interesting. I've been reading also like or following the work of April Dunford, work on positioning. And she has a very product-led approach, if I can call it that way, to positioning, which has also been interesting. I listen and read, I listen to a lot of podcasts and read quite a lot of stuff. So I've been right now following a lot on what's happening with this so-called, I guess, demand gen movement, and how that changing the way we approach marketing versus the early days of inbound and gated content. And so how that kind of changing things. So I think that's also a good thing to follow, how that evolves, because I think we realizing that we need to approach our prospects and customers in slightly different ways, and not being, it's more of a seduction game, if I can call it that way, and how we provide like good value for them from the start, how we help them in their journey in order for them to become, to trust us and then become kind of like our brand ambassadors. So I think it's going on that journey, is changing a bit the approach we do marketing and helping people, I think is the way I see your role, right?
That's kind of quite a different way of looking at what our marketing roles are than maybe we would have experienced at the start of our respective careers.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's the thing with brand, right? I think there's still this misperception that brand is about doing an ad about look at us and how cool we look, right? And how cool we are and we have solutions, right? And I think that to me, that's not what brand is. I think brand to me is crafting this or influencing the perception that people have of your brand, which mean that there's things that you can control and that you can work on, right? Like the logos, colors, your messaging, like the tone of voice, and then things that you can influence, right? Like your reputation and how people feel when they see something that comes from you, and how you help people and become this trusted advisor. And to me, that's a part of brand, right? And that's the thing, the complexity with brand is that it can't be done with one person at the company. It needs to be across, and it's not having one brand manager that's going to, you know, create a big good brand for you. So yeah,
everybody's
that's the difficulty.
Brand, right?
Exactly.
Gwen, it's great to talk to you. Tell us, if we want to find out more about Cinch, what should we do?
So you can reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'll definitely answer. And then you can go to our website, cinch.com. And if you have any additional questions, you can reach out to me. And we also have a contact us form, obviously, on our website, when you can reach out to the team there. They will be happy to tell you more about Cinch.
Gwen Lafarge, thanks very much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
And that's all for this episode of the Business Marketing Club podcast. Thanks to my guest, Gwen Lafarge. And thanks to our technical person from Through the Eye, Alicia Grayson. And thanks to you for listening. Do rate or review us if you can. And email me at davestevensnow@gmail.com if you'd like to be a speaker or offer feedback. There's more where this came from. Just go to businessmarketingclub.org.uk. I hope to see you again. Thanks for listening.